A local theater company is performing a play about an acting class gone weird. The play is called Circle Mirror Transformation. It's been performed off-Broadway. The New York Times has called it absorbing and sharply funny. It won the 2009 Obie Award for Best New American Play. Here in Chattanooga, the Theater for the New South is putting on their version starting November 8th. In this segment, we'll talk to several people from the production. We've got the director, Grace Holtz, and two of the actresses. Nina Jones-Chapin plays Marty, and Victoria Hoxing plays Lauren. Welcome to A Rounded About.
Thank you.
Some of your past performances at the Theater for the New South have been pretty strange and surreal. You've staged a classic Greek tragedy in a dust storm on an army base with gas masks, and you ended the world during a play called Boom. You've asked what it means to be human in a play called Monster. A lot of people call you Chattanooga's experimental theater company. What kind of audiences are coming out to these Theater for the New South performances?
Our audience is normally people who want to come see theater that's not really cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Theater that doesn't really end happily. It is mostly experimental, but this play is quite different than anything we've done in the past. It's very raw and very kind of adventurous, and this one is very real, and it kind of doesn't take you into a different world. You kind of feel like it's happening right now.
And since I have just been back in Chattanooga for 3 years, the feeling I have from Theater at the New South is they're kind of a young company, and I think they've got a young following. And they do more cutting edge. They do site specific. You know, it's like we don't have to be in a theater and have a proscenium and everything. You know, it just new ways to view theater and give people a new, fresh look, which I don't think Chattanooga has had.
Right. And Nina, you're playing the instructor in this. It's a little hard to explain at first because it's a play about actors. So your actors playing actors,
right,
who in the play are often playing each other. So it gets a little confusing, but it makes sense when you actually see it.
Well, I mean, if anyone's ever taken an acting class, you know, these are acting techniques. These are exercises that people do that, you know, some of them are as old as 50 years or whatever. So, but the funny thing is that it's in Vermont in a community center. So these are people that aren't actors coming in. I'm trying to teach them how to act and making it like the best.
Yeah.
And, and they just think I'm crazy. And but at the same time, you know, like peeling the layers of the onion, people start discovering themselves. And it's a very sweet story in that respect, I think.
The characters are very relatable. Your character is an instructor, somebody who wants to do good in the world, teaching people. There's the guy in the play who is the older bohemian or ex-hippie type, and there's the young teenager, and you're playing the teenager, Victoria.
Yes, I am. And what's so funny about the play is, like Nina said, that we're doing a lot of, things that you learn before you learn to act, I guess, just different exercises that you learn. And I remember my sophomore year of high school where the first month, when I started taking an acting class, the first month all we did was stand on a stage, just stand there. That's all we did. We didn't learn any dialogue. We didn't learn any dialogue because we had to learn about body awareness. So, and that was kind of frustrating for me. Like my character wants to know how to act.
Yeah.
And so Marty...
And that's one of the funny moments in the play, I think, is when she literally says, okay, in this acting class, are we ever going to learn any actual acting? Because as you were saying, Nina, it's a lot of these weird games. There's one point where, like, the guy is only allowed to say the word goulash, but he has to have a conversation only saying the word goulash.
Subtext, as they call it. Or whatever, gibberish we used to play.
I think it reminds me in some ways of a sitcom almost because you start out with literally a situation. It's the same characters throughout the play in this situation. And it starts out really funny, but then like a lot of great sitcoms, it then gets kind of real and serious, and as you were saying, kind of raw as they kind of accidentally reveal things about themselves.
Discover themselves is what they do. They discover themselves and people reveal things about themselves to other people that they may have not ever shared. And I'll never forget one of my acting teachers in L.A. say, you have to be able to do something private in a public place. You know, and that was like the first thing is So we are saying private things about ourselves in a public place, which connects you. I think so much is connection.
Definitely. Annie Baker, the playwright, she said she wrote it because of how painful it is to be human and how to decide what to say and that instant regret of not knowing what to say or, you know, like, I'm going to leave this place and there's going to be things I wish I'd said and hadn't said. And that's what this play is about, is what happens when these people say these things and then they can't take it back and they actually have to be stuck kind of in a room together every week. And it's a small class, so it's very personal and it's not very surface. So no one can kind of leave. And Lauren tries. Lauren tries to leave without actually exposing anything about herself. But they all do, inevitably. And Marty mostly pulls that out of them, whether it's healthy or not. That's what she does.
and Victoria and Nina, you all have done real acting classes. I mean, you're saying these are the kind of exercises that are done. But is this an actual danger in a real acting class? You wind up maybe revealing very personal things about yourselves?
I don't think so.
Really?
Not to the extent of what's in the play, but, I mean, I've seen people grow through theater.
Yeah.
I noticed when I started acting, there was a lot of quiet people in my class. But as we progressed on through acting, doing different improv games, people broke out of their shell and they became a new person. Like, they open up towards other people. So in a way, I guess it kind of does.
Yeah.
And one of the first lines I say in Act One is, I hope you will feel safe here and open and willing to go with it. So I think trust, and these exercises are not to be mean or to make you say something you don't want to. It's just for you to know who you know, discovery. That is what acting is. And, you know, sometimes we might find out things but, you know, I try to keep it as light as possible.
The play is Circle Mirror Transformation. It starts on November 8th. Grace, you're directing. First of all, where is this going to be performed?
It's going to be performed at St. Elmo Recreational Center. It's right in St. Elmo off of 40th. What I love about the space is that the play actually takes place in a community center. So the company and I really wanted to search for a venue that would be like a community center, and it is. And so there's kids running around outside, and you can kind of hear it, and you can hear people walking around. The actors had to get used to it, but it really adds some kind of ambiance of so the audience can really know where they are. And that's what Theater for the New South loves, is to explore found spaces. And I think a lot of people think that we do that because we can't find anything else or we don't have a theater. But honestly, I think we honestly prefer that. That's what we would like to do because it adds something to the play every time.
That was the director, Grace Holtz, and two of the actresses. Nina Jones-Chapin plays Marty, and Victoria Hoxing plays Lauren. Circle Mirror Transformation starts November 8th and runs through the 17th. Tickets are available online at brownpapertickets.com. People who purchase tickets through brownpapertickets.com get a discount. And more information about the Theater for the New South is online at theaterforthenewsouth.com.